Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. सिद्धांत सरस्वती की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णवेंद्र की नानाचार्य हरिदास्तापोर की पंच कौश कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गौर शिवाश्री गौर भक्त वृंदा राधा कृष्ण को गोविंदावृंदान की मायावृंदान की रामदान की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की गंगामय की यामिनी की सांबे के भक्त बृंद और शीघ्र ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जन रामिदो जाओ कनक विधात संकीर्तन कपितरो कमलाय तक्षो विश्वम्बर बीज बल जुग दान पल वंदे जगत प्रिय करो करुणावतारो। सो रीडिंग सीसी चैप्टर 20 वर्स 159 एंड 160 ब्रह्म अंग कंति तारा निविशेष प्रकाशे सूर्य जैन चम चक्षे ज्योतिर्मय भाषे ब्रह्म अंग कंति तारा निविशेष प्रकाशे सूर्य जैन चर्म चक्षे ज्योतिर्मय भाषे ब्रह्म अंग कंति तारा निविशेष प्रकाशे सूर्य जैन चर्म चक्षे ज्योतिर्मय भाषे
Brahmanga Kanti Tantra Nirvishesha Prakashe
Brahma. Oh, we're going to do another shloka so we'll get other people can chant that. Brahma. The impersonal Brahman effulgence. Angakanti. The bodily rays. Tara. Of him. Nirvishesh. Without varieties. Prakashe. Manifestation. Surya. Jena.
Exactly like the sun.
Charma. Chakshe. With our ordinary material eyes. Jyoti Maya. Simply effulgent. Bhase. Appears. The manifestation of the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is without variety, is the rays of Krishna's bodily effulgence. It is exactly like the sun. When the sun is seen by our ordinary eyes, it simply appears to consist of effulgence. Okay. 160. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Koti shvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti vinna. Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam. Govindam adi purushantam aham bhajami. Anybody chant? Anyone who didn't chant last time? Yasya, of whom? Prabha, the effulgence. Prabhavata, of one who excels in power. Jagat Anda, of universes. Koti Koti Shu, in millions and millions. Ashesha, unlimited. Vasudha Adi, with planets and other manifestations. Vibhuti, with opulences. Binyan, becoming variegated. That. Brahma. Brahman. Nishkalam, without parts. Anantam, unlimited. Ashesha Bhutan, being complete. Govindam, Lord Govinda. Adi Purusham, the original person. Tam, him. Aham, I. Bhajami, worship. I worship Govinda, the primary of the Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. Purport. This verse is quoted from Brahma Samhita 540 for an explanation. Refer to Adi Lila, chapter 2, verse 14. Can you put that? That's familiar. What's the purport looking like? This verse appears in the Brahma Sangita. each and every one of the countless universes is full of innumerable planets with different constitutions and atmospheres. All these come from the unlimited non-dual Brahman, or complete whole, which exists in absolute knowledge. The origin of that unlimited Brahman effulgence is the transcendental body of Govinda, who is offered respectful obeisances as the original and supreme personality of Godhead. Only Gayanatamandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunvai Kamjani Tasmai Shri Vilay Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapidam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupakadah Mahiyam Vidati Sapadam Kikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadhi Gaur Bhakta Bindu Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So this is an example of a change of beta beta. There's no purport, but there is a purport. Brahma Anga Kanti Tar Nivishesh Prakashe Surya Jena Chama Chakshe Jyotirmaya Bhashe. Manifestation of the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is without variety, is the rays of Krishna's bodily effulgence. It is exactly like the sun. When the sun is seen by ordinary eyes, it simply appears to consist of effulgence. Yasya prabhata bhagato jagadanda koti koti shvishesha vasudari vibhuti vinnah tudvaminishkama antamashesha bhutam govinda madhipurusham tamam vajami. Worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, was endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions of universes. Kotishu. So there's unlimited Koti universes described here. And we're in one tiny universe. We have the example, and might become later, where Brahma was very puffed up and so many Brahmas appeared to show, and they each couldn't see each other as well. So this is the inconceivable potency. Yashaita nishvashita kala mata avalambya. Within this verses of the Brahma Samhita, is described how Ashesha Teja, this unlimited effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. And it Haram Maina Patrina Satyasapitam, described there in the Upanishad, that devotees don't want to necessarily see that effulgence, but every so often they see it in different ways. When Arjuna went with Krishna through the coverings of the universe, he could see that. Also, during the Leela, in the 11th chapter of the Gita, Arjuna saw the glowing effulgence like millions of suns. Now, we get see one sun, it gets pretty bright, Jyotirmaya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down in the assembly of Prakashananda and his disciples, he was exhibiting this this argument amongst the devotees sometimes, whether he convinced them by his effulgence. But Prabhupada said, no, there was argument. We've heard this before, that one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, within the context of the what happened was that one Prabhupada disciple was giving a lecture at a university, and he was talking about this pastime and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had presented so many wonderful arguments to convince the impersonalists. So what just so happens, and it only happened one time, Prabhupada's godbrother was there visiting United States, only time he ever visited, and he happened to be invited to that particular showdown, whatever you call it. And So after that devotee, it was Uttama Shloka actually, spoke nicely, then Prabhupada's godbrother said, no, there was no need of argument. He simply exhibited his effulgence, like that. Maha Tejo Maya, we have this here, Jyoti or Maya, but Tejo Maya. So, full of Jyoti or full of Teja powers, Ashesha Teja. So, when it came to Prabhupada's attention, then you can hear him, and he says on a conversation, he said in a very distinct way, as only Prabhupada could say, he said, there was argument, rascal. Within the context of everything. And so, in other words, it wasn't only argument, that if we had to go and argue with Prakashananda and his disciples, who are all big pandit gyanis, but they're used to, habituated to calling each other Narayan, Namo Narayana, Danda Grahina Matvena, Namo Narayana. As soon as they get a danda, they think they're Narayan. Mahaprabhu used to have one thing he would say to them when they would say that. He would say, Krishna Mati Rastu, may Krishna go into your mind. So it was this argument, his way of... By the way, when he sat down in the place, Ihanaishi, these impersonalists, according to a great authority, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the very beginning, just saw it described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that he thought Mahaprabhu, he told Gopinathacharya that, oh, he's a young boy, you know, he's not even in this proper sampradaya, he didn't even know which, amongst the sannyasis, they're very smart, these impersonalists, they have, you know, if you're Bharati, you have to be in the Saraswati to be the best, you know, everything has to be the best, always the best. So Mahaprabhu was in this Bharati. So it's not enough just to be the, you know, some kind of a, you have to be in, you can't be in the Puri, Ashram, Sagar, there's so many, 10 different types. So he was saying that this, you know, Pandit, he's become he's not a Saraswati. I will reinitiate him. Just see, he was going to reinitiate him in sannyasa. So he's not even a sannyasi, but he was instructing the sannyasis. He considered them. But he also told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I don't know how come you took sannyasa. Sannyasis are all so puffed up. Now, we know Mahaprabhu says, Janadapi, Sunitang, Amani, one should be so humble. What's the use of being sannyasi if one is so puffed up? But this is the problem. So here, Mahaprabhu is presenting, Kaviraj Goswami presenting again and again. We heard about that logic, hammering the post. I forgot the Sanskrit. Again, making the same point, again and again, to become humble at this, what is going on here? Brahmaji, he's describing here in his Brahma Samhita, and very succinctly, very carefully. And he was giving instruction at the end also. Dhamananyam paricharya mamekam bhaja visvatam. Give up all other things, just like the Bhagavad Gita. Give up all other endeavors. Gradually, sihir bhavati tadrishi, you'll get your perfection, simply. But he offered these prayers and he pleased the Supreme Personality of God with these prayers. So, in the morning we're reading, if we're not reading the prayers, we're reading 6 verses. So everyone's welcome to come to Mangalartik in that way, because Prabhupada said everyone should enter into these or recite these prayers every day. Well, he wasn't specific, you know. Prabhupada didn't say chant all of the prayers, he didn't say chant the whole Brahma Samhita. I remember I was speaking with Gopi Pranadana one time in LA in 1976, and he told me he was memorizing Brahma Samhita. So in those days, I just assumed he was memorizing the prayers. So some days later, I asked him, oh, so you finished? Maybe a week later, I said, were you finished those memorizing the Brahma Samhita prayers? He said, no, I memorized whole Brahma Samhita. So, depending on our brain, yata mati, as much as intelligence, because I immediately felt like a complete idiot, like memorized.
I asked him, how long did it take? Anyone guess? 3 days. He said, 3 days. He said, no, I almost finished first canto, first chapter. Now I'm doing Bhagavatam like that. So this is the business of the Vaishnavas, just simply to chant and hear. By chanting and hearing, you automatically will remember so many things. That's why Satam Prasangam, devotees get together to chant and hear, not just simply to, the football game or something. Yeah, wait a minute, we are going to the football game. So, but we're chanting and hearing at the football game. So the Brahma Samhita prayer is so important. How Prabhupada says in that talk, or purport, you can hear it, that Mahaprabhu has instructed his very intimate disciples. But it's not only for intimate disciples. Of course, they're doing it, Brahma Samhita. And it's described by Kaviraj Goswami that this Brahma Samhita is of all Siddhantas, Sarva-Siddhanta. All Siddhantas are present there, at least in seed form in the Brahma Samhita. In another way, it says, Jivanti Lobilaja. Jagadanda Nata. The Jagadanda again is referenced there. The Anga, the small, tiny little golden sperms, we're hearing about that in the morning also. They come out, they expand, how Vishnu expands into them, and how he's. When Arjuna saw this version of the universal form, he saw some idea. Prabhupada stresses that we cannot, no one, not any devotee can comprehend that he knows what is. This is the Mayavadis. They think they can understand. They are equal to God. Who will understand like scientists? We will bring this material nature under our control. This is their idea. Very puny, mundane idea because they don't have divine eyes. When Arjuna asked to see this universal form, you give me these eyes. If you think I know all right to see it, then divyam didami te chakshu. Krishna said, I will give you divine eyes. So without the giving of divine eyes, chakshu dam diloje janme janme prabhushe. Prabhushe, sometimes Prabhupada would use the word pita instead of, we're just describing the guru as Prabhu. He's saying his father, he's also father. So, chakshu dam dilo, we're praying to the guru. We don't have these eyes. We're running after the acharya. You are seeing. Krishna say toma, Krishna dite pa. I'm running after you because you have the divine eyes. You can see. People know that when Prabhupada is seeing, stavara jangama deke na deke taramorti. He did not see the what we are seeing, what ordinary persons are seeing. Wherever he is seeing, whether it's moving, non-moving, Ishta Deva Sporti, he's seeing the Lord. He's seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Visrute Vipalitam Shat. By forgetting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, things go bad. How does that verse go? First one? No, that's not the first one. Huh? Katanchana smite yasmin. Duskaram sukaram bhavet. That which is very difficult becomes easy and by forgetting one. What you said is similar, but I forgot.
The next line is Vishmite Vipadam Shata Sri Chaitanya. That's the next line.
Right. But you gave two lines before that were different shloka. That's all right, I get it. If you know too many shlokas, it's a danger. It's very bad. Then you get confused. So this is, we have different pastimes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time an astrologer was begging, probably describes how the Brahmins, even up to, he said, 60 years back, he wrote that about 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 40, 50, he said, so 100 years. He said the Brahmins were so expert that many of them would be astrologers. So even a poor person, generally poor people are not so educated to understand, but even a poor person asked a Brahmin something, he could give something about astrology, or he could give some medical advice, might know Ayurveda. It's very often they would. But But this astrologer 500 years ago, he was a humble Brahmin, very humble, not asking for anything. But he came to Nimai Pandit's house and he got some association with Nimai Pandit. I'm an astrologer if you need something like that. Now, Nimai Pandit, of course, Shadaishvaya Purna. He's full of all opulences, Vibhuti. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shima rojitami tad tadi vava gacchuttam abhate jamchas. Krishna says in the end of the 10th chapter of the Gita, all these opulences, they come from me. All beautiful, amazing things come from me. And in the beginning of that 10th chapter, he also said, aham adihi devanam maharshinam. None of these devas know me, none of the great maharshis, because I'm the source in every respect, I'm the source of all these persons. So, but still Arjuna was asking, you can tell me something. Of course, Krishna already said, aham sarvasya prabhava, we have this prabhava. From me, everything is emanating, aham sarvasya prabhava. Mattak sarvam pravartite iti mapa. Still, Arjuna was asking, you can tell, Pradhani, give me some idea, tell me in detail, he said. But then Krishna said, I can't tell you in detail, I can give Pradhanyata Kuru Shrestha, I can give a general idea of my opulences. And he gave Madhyam Cha, the beginning, middle, and end of all living entities, Bhutana Anta Eva Cha. Well, that's enough. Mirchu Sarvaharascha Aham. You want to think about the vibhutis of Krishna? Yes, I am death. Prabhupada used to quote that. Mirchu, I take away everything. You're thinking of a big shot, understanding, and really, all your dramatic activities are finished, Prabhupada said. All your planning commission and stopgap, Prabhupada said. Stopgap, just trying to, just like in England, they have one. Prime Minister, the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, no one didn't know what to do. Oh my God, we got to get somebody who has a brain. Finally, they got an Indian guy, maybe he's smarter. We'll hope so. He's been to the temple. Maybe he'll shave up and donate his $20 billion. So, bewildered. They're always bewildered what to do. Anyway, the astrologer came to see Mahaprabhu. I was like, can you say anything like about, I don't know much about, what was I in previous life? So astrologer even, And he saw the Maha, he also saw this effulgence, and then he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was this original Gopal cowboy, of course, the astrologer, I remember I did this painting in Brooklyn, and I know what happened to it, it was a big painting, and I never finished it. What happened? I went to India, I left it there. But it was the astrologer was painting, And we saw what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, Gopal Krishna like that. And he said, but now I'm a Brahmin. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, before I was a coward boy. But Balaram, what does it say there? Say, before he was a coward boy, Krishna Balaram, no coward. Now they've come, we hear about that fight between Krishna and Balaram with Gornitai. Mother Sachi had a dream. And in the dream, she had a Krishna Balaram deities, and Gornitai came in and said, hey, you guys, what are you doing this our turn? You don't stand up on the altar now. Now it's our turn. So they started fighting, and Balaram was fighting with Nitai. Nitai was fighting with Nimai and Nitai were fighting with, one was fighting with the other. and it's our turn, we are here now. Anyway, this astrologer, he got to see that. He could see this. Just like Prakashananda and his disciples, they saw the Tejo Maya. But they didn't get to see the Gopal Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes into the Jagannath temple and faints. Most people are seeing living the Jagannath there, but they don't see that Gopal Krishna form. But he is seeing it, he's seeing like that. He has the eyes, of course, he's Krishna, he's seeing. Krishna, he's always wanting, where is Krishna? When he came back from Gaya, he was simply seeing always, it's Krishna. Everything became Krishna, 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 Krishna. Tell us what to do, what should we chant? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hari Hari Nama Krishna, that's all. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with his gift of the holy name. Nijanam, he's giving his own name. He's intoxicated with his own name, his own pastimes. So, but these verses describe this unlimited. And Arjuna saw something also, a little bit that he could see. He has given divine eyes. He could see different planets, and in between the space was also Krishna. I see in between the planets he's everywhere. Andantarashtra paramanu chantarashtam. Every tiny atom he's there, spread throughout. Vasudadi. So Vasudha sometimes refers to the earth, but here it refers to all the different planets. Vasudhari. And it says also, Jagadanda Koti, Anantam, it's unlimited. Anantam Ashesha Bhutam. Advaitya Chuti Anari Ananta Rupam Ajam Purana Navayoganam Cha. It's unlimited. So, it's very, you could say, poetic, but also scientific. It covers everything. When you read Brahma Samhita, you read Bhagavatam, Ashesha. This word is used so many times. Ashesha Bhutam, being complete. So, Ashesha Sanklesha, Samam Vidate. Some of these verses, when you read in the third canto, between Maitreya and Vidura, so the verse is given that unlimited sinful activities are destroyed. Hare Padanu Smriti, by thinking of these pastimes, feet of Krishna, what he's doing. This way of seeing one conversation in Tokyo. So Prabhupada was saying how there was some chanting of second canto verses, and the pronunciation was not very nice, so it wasn't, they weren't familiar, that familiar. Stammering along like that. So Prabhupada said, you must become attracted to this Bhagavatam. It is Krishna. If you become attracted, then it's, I'm different from Krishna. You must become attracted to the verses, just to hear Yashya, Prabhava, Bhavato, just like when we have festival, we chant this Brahma Samhita. So, Ashesha Sanklesha Samam Vidate, or it says Ashesha Kama, also. Ashesha Kama, there's unceasing, unlimited material desires, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. Ashesha Kama, where are they? Hridi Maje Mor, in my heart. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's very, what can you say, I mean, most advanced person, but he's still proclaiming that he has unlimited, unceasing material desires in the heart. Hridya Roga Kama, Asvatahano Yacharena Dira. But by studying Bhagavatam, it's described, Vikriditam Vajibhaduritam Vishnu. All those desires in the heart are uprooted, Vikriditam. Hridrogam Kama. Rog means a disease. So Mahaprabhu is coming with his Anechi Oshodi, he's bringing the medicine for that disease. This medicine means his pastimes, his teachings. And this is all part and parcel. Every part of the Bhagavatam. Taridam Ati Rahasyam Goralilamitam. It is Ati Rahasyam. One time it's public, we give it out to anybody in the street, and sometimes I have to laugh, somebody gets a CC, never even had an Isha Upanishad, never had an unchaining, never knew anything, they get a CC, you're a book distributor, it's kind of funny. You give them directly to Chaitanya?
PLC.
Huh?
PLC.
Kirti?
PLC, Teaching of
Lord. Oh, that's what you give mostly? That's good, yeah, that explains easier, but if you get like an Adi One, you know, with all the slokas, like this fat, or you know, now the books are even fatter nowadays. So they're getting the nectar. But Kaviraj Goswami says, it's Ati Rahasyam, Gorilamitamya. Very confidential, but the Kala Samudya Kala, he's the hog like, dog like men, camel like, they won't appreciate it. And he said, that's okay. can be envious. Taralabhyam. Taralabhyam. They won't be able to attain Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness. That's all. So if they're envious, he says they're envious like pigs and dogs. So we don't want to be envious like pigs and dogs. We want to somehow develop taste for this chanting of these verses. Ashesha bhutam govindamadi bhutam tamaham bhajami. So, alright, so if there's any questions, comments.
What does envious like pigs and dogs mean? How do you see a pig and a dog as envious?
Prabhupada said that in one purport where Mahaprabhu is speaking, I think it's in Adi Lila, the village of Kanda, was it? He said, everyone in that village is my friend, and even the dogs. And then Prabhupada says, this is a very important point because dogs are number one non-devotees because they urinate on Tulsi. But I was thinking many animals might urinate on Tulsi, not cat or anything, but still points out. The other hand, Tomara Kukur, what is the beginning of that verse? Oh, Vaishnava Tomara Kukur. We want to be dog, but we want to be a particular type of dog. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I will be like the dog, I will guard. So does that mean we bark? Yeah, we sometimes have to bark, but the idea is to protect the teachings of the Guru. And so, Tomara Kukur, Janya Bolyamore, consider me the dog. I will stay by your house, you'll simply throw me a scrap of food. On the other hand, Prabhupada said that in America, they have made dog their best friend because they are dog. So we don't have anything particularly against dog, but best friend, maybe not. You know, they're okay outside. We just heard about some Amazon delivery man who was killed by dog. It happened also sometimes at postman. So the dogs are very heavy duty, you know. If they're not always transcendental. They're not always spiritual. Shivananda's dog was very nice. He was eating green pulp of coconut malai and went back to Godhead, chanting also, thrown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's another type of dog. And Shivananda Sen had the adhikar to take care of the dog. He took care of all the devotees. Nobody was going to complain. He was footing the bill and organizing the entire trip for 300 devotees, so he could keep his dog. Prabhupada said it appears he was attached to the dog, but he saw the dog. Then he came and paid obeisance to the dog. The dog had gone ahead and gotten lost. I mean, yeah, and just see such a dog. But still, Kaviraj Goswami says envious. Sometimes envious is snake also. Sarpa, Krotarak. There's two types of envious man. Chanakya says, and a snake, both envious. Sapak Protur, Kala Kena Navayate. Kala means an envious person. He cannot be pacified. A snake might be pacified by some herb or by some mantra. Mantra Shodivasa Sapa. You could control, but the envious man is worse. Envious men, they're killing the whole planet. They're shooting, killing, bombing, designing weapons constantly. That's all they do. The snake bites one people, one person, or a big snake, he can crush you and eat you. If you live in Sumatra or something. We don't live there, but sometimes it happens in Florida. They want pet snake, then the snake crushes them. But, so the snake is many envious. Well, Prahlad Maharaj, what does he say? Sastyastu visvasa kalap kalapasidatam dantu bhuktani shivomito. He's praying. And Prabhupada's in that mood that all those envious persons are just like worse than snakes. Sastyastu visvasa. May the whole universe full of such envious persons be pacified. How will they do that? Manashtya Bhadram Bhajatada Hokshade. by thinking of each other's welfare, thinking of Krishna and thinking of each other's welfare. So they'll automatically think of each other's welfare if they can somehow think of Krishna. Aveshitam namatir apyahaiti. Haitiki, this is a very high level. Haitiki with no cause, a haitiki, patyata. So the acharyas are always trying to bring us up. They're so powerful, just like yesterday we had the day for Prabhupada, they're so powerful that even now, again, and so many people, you know, like so many thousands of people were initiated in India yesterday, especially hundreds and hundreds. They wait for the day or something, auspicious day, or last week when Govardhan they had. So many people still, they're inspired by Prabhupada. They read it, they see him, his presence is felt. So he's still uplifting. Prabhupada used that Prahlad Shloka, what is it? Evam Jananda Patitam Pavavahikupe. What is it? Kamavikama Maniapapatam Pasanga. He was thinking, he was already came and he saw the coastline of Boston and he got off the boat for a while. So he wrote that. How are they, you know? So he was this prayer of Prahlad where he says, he's in a pit of snakes, Pavavahiku, Bekama, Bekama, and so many desires, one after another. And therefore he says, how could I give up the service of my Guru Maharaj? Others were inspired by Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta, but not so inspired, Piti Piti Achi Nagaradiga, to go out everywhere and preach Bharat Bhumite Hurla, Amaragya Guru Hayatari, that deliver everywhere like that. Not everyone was so inspired, but Prabhupada was so inspired. And how could I give up? What is that? What's the second one? Third one? Huh?
Third one is Kripa
Prasad. Kripa Prasad, Sarashi Nana. Bhagavan. Bhagavan. Huh?
Bhagavan
Bhita. Soham Kutan Nagasajay, Tavabhutya Seva. How could he give up being maintained by my Guru, Bhritya Seva, I'm doing the service of my Guru Maharaj. And because the Guru is giving the divine eyes that we're reading about. Otherwise, charma means like, sometimes it means just fleshy eyes. Just like when even the Bhaktisiddhanta's disciples, they were going out for parikrama. He was speaking, imagine Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta speaking and you're going for parikrama. I mean, what is the use of your parikrama? He said, they are simply doing eye exercise. Eye exercise. The classic Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta. Just like, imagine if you heard that afterwards, you'd get, they'd whack in your head. Why? Oh, Guru Maharaj said, you are simply waiting for eye exercise. Prabhupada said, I stay. What is the uses of Sheshishayi, you know? I can see that anytime. You know? Let me hear. This boy is good, he likes to hear. Prabhupada said, I only understood maybe 25% of what he was saying. Prabhupada, one of this Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta's lectures, sometimes put in BTG, we haven't seen that in decades, but still, he said, it'll perspire their brain, but the brain needs to perspire, you know, when you perspire, it's healthy, they tell you to work out, so you'll perspire, you have to perspire, and that means you're really working out, so. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta, his words, they cut or they enlighten. Yes?
And it says that a Brahmin is known for his ability to be satisfied with whatever he gets, like Sudama. You know, he wasn't dissatisfied with what he had. His wife made the arrangement for him to go and ask for more wealth. So, but so many times, you know, with the thought process, you think, well, if I had more money, then I'd have more time to be able to worship Krishna if I didn't have to work so hard. And this desire for wealth seems to be really a universal problem. I just read yesterday that the owner of Hobby Lobby said he was going to give his business away because of the curse of wealth. So many times people, they feel like it would help them, but then actually, just like Indra, he ignored his spiritual master Brihaspati because he just had so much wealth that he got carried away with himself.
There's one little saying, how's it go? Prabhuta Pai Madhana Hikahi. Prabhuta Pai. One getting Prabhuta means great opulence, and Madhana, who is it doesn't become an illusion? Madhana is Cupid, but it means that, you know, Maya. Who doesn't fall into Maya? Prabhupada wanted his to work. He said, well, according to my astrology, I should be as wealthy as Birla at least. So he thought, well, you know, they're saying that in astrology, I should try for that. It never worked out. So then, Tateyama Kampanam Sushimakshani, he took it as mercy. Tadanam Shanai takes away gradually or quickly. Anything else?
Mayavadi says Namo Narayana and all these things, and they're very highly educated, they're very powerful people. What kind of satisfaction or what kind of reciprocation they're getting? We do bhakti, we are looking at Shyam Sundar, we're looking at Krishna Balaram, looking at Gaur Nitai, we're serving Vaishnavas. So we get some rasa, we are getting some juice.
Well, no, Prabhupada said specifically in the Vrindavan lecture, he said they can get this sat aspect of Krishna, Brahmana aspects,
but,
and some chit, of course, but Ananda they will not get.
So. Sure.
So I'm just quoting that.
No, you're right. So bhakti includes all, sat and chit, sat aspect. But how does the sat aspect look like? What is sat aspect? What kind of satisfaction?
Well, they get freedom from, you know, but they have to constantly study and get this way by examining, constantly hearing, like Shankaracharya, what does he say? Let's say you don't accept him as a bhakta or something, but he has to, and probably used to quote some of the shlokas, I don't know, it's nice to know them, but like one of them he quoted that, Narishtana Balam Nabideshan Krishtama, it's poetic, Narishtana Balam Nabideshan, if you see a woman and you see her body in different, Nabideshan, the area of the navel and the breast, he gives his sloka, and so probably even quoted it, because it's, yeah, it's good. Narishtanagamo, Dishtanagamo, don't become illusion. So they read that, they hear all those things, they hear it over and over in different ways. Dishtanagamo, amanasi vichintya, bottom, bottom, again and again and again and again, think of that, think of that, think of that. But, you know, there's no Jew just to think, oh yeah, that's Maya, that's Maya. Neti, neti, it's not that. Don't look at that as Maya. But they don't have any real positive. The positive thing is, yeah, you have to study. I mean, they were saying, well, I don't know if it's called, three different sinful activities. They said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing. Tree something, I forget what it's called. Tree something. That singing, dancing, and instruments, they don't do. But nowadays, it's changed. It's not like 1,500 years, 2,000 years ago. My buddies are also chanting bhajan. Prabhupada said they get tired of this dry, so they have to take to the Bhagavatam. Then they have to hear. Because they can't go for that ever. It's too dry. It's dry.
It's so true.
What is that promoting on this?
Tiksha.
How does it first go?
Are you thinking when you said it's stolen away by Inquisition or by.
Give me the mic.
No, I don't know the Sanskrit. Are you talking about the verse where he's saying that my inhibition for dancing, singing, and
no, I'm thinking of the one verse. It's quoted in CC, but it's not in CC, like you said. Prabhupada Saraswati probably told Kaviraj Goswami, "Don't put my name," because he's the guru of Gopal Bhatta, and Gopal Bhatta, we know, he told Kaviraj Goswami, "Don't put anything about me. Don't put any in my writing. Nothing in there." So Puri figured out that's why Gopinanda Saraswati is not any shlokas in there as well. Because he's the guru, he's in the same attitude, so we don't, but still in the purport there's that verse that says, as long as one doesn't come in contact with the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot give up Tatikshi Bhavet, the dry argument, and speculate and have it, you know, he'll go on talking. Like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was saying previously, I was croaking, you know, and eating dry oil cakes, no oil in them, even just dry pulp. You know how when you put something through a juicer or something? He said, I was eating that, but now I was like a jackal, in the assembly of jackals, Shrigal Sange, bao bao kore, bao bao, ba ba. Jackals make a horrible noise. Bao bao. What? Is a jackal out there?
Crows.
Crows, yeah, jackals are worse or scarier. The jackal can bite you or something.
Thank you for your kind explanations. It makes sense. And you quoted this verse, Nari Standavara Navi Desham, Dishtra Nagamuga Avisham. Just by the knowledge, can you protect it by the breast of women?
Apparently, they would probably say they're strict. I mean, he said, you cannot talk about becoming follower of Shankara unless you become sannyasi. He says that in early, you know, talk on giving a song. Mahaprabhu was married twice, and you know, he talks about all the Panchatattva, how they were married, except for, all of them were married. Were they all married? Yeah. So, Ganakarava. But, in Krishna conscious, anyone, a dog, anybody can chant. Even a dog can chant. So, anybody can chant and immediately become uplifted. But in Mayavad Sampradaya, in personal sampradaya, then you first have to give up sannyas. That's why Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Kesha Bharati. Kesha Bharati also is a bhakta, but somehow or other, in personal sampradaya, because sannyas, the Vaishnavas, they just used to become Babaji's. They didn't care for anything. They didn't go to anything. They didn't have anything. They didn't care.
Yet you quote some works in ISKCON, Tegla ISKCON. And you don't think if you're a guru, no, I'm not trying to be political, but I'm just stating that. If you have hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of people who will do your bidding,
sure.
You don't think you can become puffed up?
Of course, 100%. It's a very delicate question. It's a very,
Well, he didn't say that, I don't think. He was saying something.
No, he's saying that if you're a sannyasi with thousands of followers,
yeah,
you have millions of dollars coming to your, for example, my Guru Maharaj, his one is Baba Krishna Maharaj, so much of opulence, but to stay humble. I was just traveling with him. I thought, how can he stay so humble?
I mean, the money goes to the secretaries, right? He doesn't carry it in his pocket, does he? Anyway, but the point is, those Mayavadis, they wouldn't touch money. Ancient, you know, classical sannyasis, they didn't. They become puffed up because everyone bows down to them. You know, and they just, especially in ancient India, nowadays, still is there, but not so much. But in old times, all sannyasi, and they're given so much respect. Prabhupta Pai Madanahikai. Okay.
Hare Krishna, thank you. If the impersonalist achieve the sat or even the chit potency, does that mean they're beyond the modes of nature?
Partially, maybe. Depending.
But they experience a sense of relief, right? So that could be construed as some kind of pleasure, right?
Well, if you know, they can do all kinds of things, tantric. Mm-hmm. There's many things, they don't restrict themselves, they're different types, right? Different types of sarnap. Buddhists and even amongst the impersonalists, the Sunyavadi, Nirvishesh. Sunyavadi is like the Buddhist, Nirvishesh is more like the. So, what is Kaviraj Goswami? He says, Nashtikavad Bodhi Ke Adik. Vedashraya Nashtikavad. That amongst between Buddhists and impersonalists, he said, actually, impersonalists, so called Hindus, they're worse than the Buddhists because under the shelter, Vedashraya, they take shelter of the Vedas, they're nashtika, but they become atheists. Therefore, he says, Bodhike Adik, they're worse than Buddhists. Anyway, that's nothing. We're done. Haribol. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
Yes.